My thoughts on Dragon Ball Super episode 127. Well, first of all, I like to hit the main points of how important it is for Vegeta. He basically held on with everything he had. He even acknowledged the fact of his pride, you know. That's what really separates him from most in Dragon Ball. His pride. And now his love for others as well. His development has truly been quite a big point in the series. Out of everyone, a lot of Dragon Ball Super fans says that he has the most development. And I believe that's true. You know, because Gohan, he had a chance to be the main character and they pushed him to the side. Vegeta actually has that. And then they just keep, he never has a chance to really fully go through the full potential that he actually has. It always has to go to Goku. And Vegeta has worked the hardest out of everyone. You know, he was the prince of all Saiyans. Now they should stop calling him prince and start calling him king. You see what I'm saying? Because the way that Jiren was beating him up, he wasn't faltering. He wasn't going down. You know, Vegeta has heart out of a lot of the characters. We saw that when he was tortured by Frieza in the Namek saga. Just torturing, just beating him down, just tearing him apart, you know, with nothing. He couldn't really fight for himself, you know. He couldn't really defend himself at that point. He was still getting brutally beaten to death. We even saw him cry. We haven't seen him cry since the Namek saga. You know, like, that's how far he's came. He cried because he knew there was nothing else he could do. There was no hope. But he still believed, he still tried to fight for and keep his promise. You know, he's come quite a long way from what he was. And, you know, that would probably go down as one of the best episodes in Super. A real emotional gut punch. This is what every episode of Super should have been like in this saga. You know, in the survival arc, because everyone is fighting to survive. Goku, you know, he's always going to be the main hero, you know, for some odd reason, but Vegeta got the MVP this episode. He took the most hits, you know. He got beat down pretty badly. He fought with everything he had. We can acknowledge that Vegeta really had the potential. You know, even without anything left in him, he tried his hardest. And if nothing else, that proves that he truly is a better character than Goku, in my opinion.